It's the birthday next week of Henry King Ketchum, better known to his many regulars as Hank Ketchum, the creator of one of America's favorite cartoon characters, Dennis the Menace, whose 51st birthday we can also celebrate this month. Ketchum was scraping together a living as a freelance cartoonist when, one day in 1950, as he explained in his autobiography, The Merchant of Dennis the Menace, his wife was so upset over the shenanigans of their real then 4-year-old son, Dennis, that she broke into the silence of Mr. Ketchum's workroom and cried out, "Your son is a menace!" Such are the big bangs of creation, because within 6 months, Mr. Ketchum had developed the idea of a comic strip built around a wisecracking, troublemaking little rascal, very much like their own son, and sold it to over a dozen newspapers. By the time another year had passed, nearly 200 papers were running the single-panel cartoons of the tow-headed kid, dressed in overalls, who perplexes and often shocks the serious adults around him by being both seen and heard. In one of the early cartoons, Dennis, in a little suit for a change, is entering church with his parents when he comments, "Why do I have to dress up to come here? Who am I trying to kid?" Or later, we see Dennis, back in his overalls, bringing an armload of seed packets, all carefully skewered on sticks, into the kitchen, proudly telling his mother, "Look at all the pretty things Mr. Wilson planted in his garden." Poor Mr. Wilson. One day the cartoon is devoted to him. He's in the park and he's telling a buddy, "I've been through 2 wars, depression, auto accident, flood, marriage, everything, see? But a few years ago we moved next door to a little kid." Ketchum's own life wasn't free from its misfortunes either. His first wife, Alice, died suddenly when Dennis was 12. And later, after Dennis had grown up and served in Vietnam, father and son became estranged, and remained so, right up to Ketchum's death last year at the age of 81. But the cartoon Dennis hasn't aged a bit, even though he's been through a string of incarnations, as comic books, a TV show, and several kinds of movies, and speaks 19 languages in 48 different countries. How can he grow old? He's that precocious, cheeky little trickster whose very essence is to be forever full of life and always young.